celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
I'm already bushed from hour one, but there's so much more on the way here. In fact, we're going to talk to the guy who's trained these dogs to fly planes, Mark Vetti, down in New Zealand. Crazy guy, but he's done so many things to train animals, and these are rescue animals, which is so, you know, I mean, that just warms the cockles of my heart right there to hear these animals that were in a shelter that had no home. Nobody wanted them.
Yeah, they people thought they were worthless.
Now they're flying planes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Did he have anything to do with that British reality show?
Yes, he did.
All right.
Yes. Also, we're going to be talking to the company that's doing cloning in the U.S. now. This is a very controversial subject, and you don't have to go very far to find someone who's on either side of this. But there's a lot of practical reasons to do it, and we're going to find out what those reasons are. In fact, if you have any questions about cloning, call me now so that I can put it on the list to ask, and we'll find out the details. We're going to do, I believe it's a question-answer session with the Viagen people in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. Lori Brooks in the newsroom, what are you working on over there?
I'm going to tell you about a new human drug that is being tested on dogs to extend the lives of dogs and also let them live healthier longer. Oh. And how you can also, if you want, to become a part of the phase two of the study.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Cool stuff.
Right now, they just don't live long enough. That's the problem.
But would it ever be long enough, Hal?
No, I guess it never would be. Let's go to the phones for your calls right now for Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani. Hey, Angie, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a 10-year-old pug. His name is Henry, and he just got diagnosed with diabetes.
Oh.
He's been doing really well, but I'm having to use a new needle every day, and putting the medication in the syringe is a little hard for me. I've got arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine next door has this thing that she uses that is kind of like a big syringe, and she puts stuff in it, and she uses the same needle with it every day. It's like a compact pen of some sort. And
yeah.
I wondered if I could use that on my dog instead.
Well, typically, no. That type of insulin, we don't really recommend as the first-line therapy for dog diabetics. While it may be great for people and even for cats, for dogs, that variety, which is called Lantus, isn't really the choice that we would choose for your dog. I would tend to say that, and for any pet, you know, we do recommend, you know, using single-use needles. So you, even if, say, you had a cat and we were using the pen, we would change that needle every day because there isn't an increased risk of infections. You know, certainly they can dull, cause other problems.
If you shaved the area and you put alcohol on it, would that reduce the risk of germs?
I suppose theoretically, but we have to kind of remember. So with people, you know, I will say, you know, the practice of reusing needles, it happens. It's not the best practice, but a lot of human physicians know it happens out there, and there are different people that do different techniques of disinfecting the areas and so forth. But the thing that I like to compare between dogs and cats and people is that we bathe on a regular basis, and it's unlikely that just by doing an alcohol blessing on the area that you're going to really be able to ensure that that's going to be safe and prevent infection. So, I would just have to say that it is definitely not recommended to reuse needles for pets. What people do are totally different, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not a physician, so I can't go there, but it's not recommended. And I do have people that will put alcohol on, but we don't really want to keep giving the insulin injections in the same spot because that can increase inflammation, scarring, and it decreases how well the insulin's absorbed. So the, you know, what you've proposed about shaving the area and using alcohol, you would really have to shave your pet in multiple areas repeatedly, which isn't practical nor really very aesthetic, and I don't think it would be a good measure to do. What I usually advise folks is just to try to find the best economic source that you can for your insulin products that you need. Sometimes planning ahead and ordering them online. Sometimes just kind of searching around local pharmacies and finding the most cost competitive products for you.
Okay. So I guess maybe a pharmacist might know if there's some other way to do something as far as filling them, because like I said, I have arthritis and it's really difficult for me to get it in there.
Well, I have had some clients that, have a family member kind of pre-draw up their syringes. The problem is that there can be a loss of efficacy if we pre-draw up too far. So kind of a week is my general guideline. I don't like to do it longer than that because there is the potential concern there. I understand, and as far as I'm aware, only Lantus is in the pen in the human form. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Angie. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. We've had a lot of calls about diabetes and insulin lately.
It is a really common problem in dogs and cats.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We see a lot. And that's one of the things when people, when we talk about, some dogs are kind of prone to diabetes. But if you have a pet that's overweight, that is one factor that you can do to help try to minimize the risk of diabetes development in your dog or cat is keep them in good, healthy, lean weight and keep them on a sensible diet. And that really, not for every pet will it stop diabetes, but, it can certainly help, especially with kitties, to help prevent them developing it.
Well, I'm not the smartest radio host in this room right now, but I'll tell you, I don't understand if diabetes, I thought if you have diabetes, you lose weight. So being obese and overweight gives you diabetes? What happens?
Yeah,
you lose weight or gain weight?
Well, it kind of just like a person. So there's a lot of people out there that if you're overweight, you have that metabolic syndrome. So being overweight means that your body is less effectively using its glucose. So you may develop diabetes. Now, once you develop diabetes and it's untreated, yes, you drop weight, but the factor leading into it is obesity can trigger that.
Okay. Now, Dr. Debbie, I noticed you've been searching the internet there. What did you find out?
Well, there actually is a newly developed insulin pen for use in dogs. It may be a different type of insulin than what this caller's pet is already on, but it's an insulin called Vetsulin, and they do have a diabetic pen where operates very similar to what it does in people. So if she has trouble with, as she mentioned, arthritis, this might be an option for her. The problem is that anytime we change insulin, your pet has to get readjusted to a totally different insulin. So you need to see your veterinarian about that possibility. But that may be something that might help your situation.
So do you have to put new needles on this tip every time?
Yeah, so that thing is still going to play the role, but for our caller who was concerned about kind of drawing up the insulin and that might be hard for her to just maneuver with her hands, the pen might be one option that might make that easier. And it also can drop smaller volumes of insulin, so for some pets that are really little, it can be helpful to do more accurate dosing.
Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. You can learn more over at redbarninc.com. And thanks, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Mwah. You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio list, Top Backyard Summertime Hazards for Your Pets. It's that time of year that even the most indoorsy person heads outdoors for sunshine, friendly get-togethers, and backyard activities that make the rain, sleet, snow, and winter hibernation time all worthwhile. This time of year brings families back together and many potential hazards for your pets as well. So as my official ode to summer safety, we offer you these friendly and serious reminders. Summer barbecues and get-togethers are usually filled with good friends, good times, and good eats for humans. The number one rule for summer barbecue party club is to discuss the rules of summer barbecue party club with family, guests, and yes, even your pets. Make sure that you're always supervising your 2- and 4-legged children in the backyard during a party. The foods that we enjoy can be very dangerous to our pets, and no one wants to end the party with an emergency trip to the veterinarian's office. So remind everyone that Fido is well fed and doesn't need to eat off their plates, and to please properly dispose of any trash. Additionally, those happy libations that include alcohol must be kept out of the reach of curious pets who don't know the difference between a refreshing glass of water or a dangerous glass of alcohol. The next top tip is critically important, and that is to supervise and train your pets not to let curiosity get the best of them around barbecues, fire pits, and other flammable areas. We've all enjoyed the scrumptious smells coming off a barbecue, and we often congregate around it while cooking the food. To our pets, this is just another area that screams for investigation. Protect your pets by keeping vigilance and always discouraging them from being around the barbecue at any time. And many folks enjoy a quick swim in the pool to cool off on a hot day. Some may even dog paddle. However, the term is misleading, as not all dogs can swim and not all dogs enjoy swimming. Remember to keep an eye on your pets the same way you would your human children. And if your pets do go into the water, teach them how to exit the pool safely. Another area of concern during the summer is the hot cement, asphalt, and sand that we all wear flip-flops or other footwear to protect our feet from. Your pet's pads, which are very important to their health, are at risk of burning quickly. So if it's too hot for your feet, it's certainly too hot for theirs. Finally, keep their water bowls full of fresh water, provide them an area of shade to cool down in, and if possible, give them a cot or raised mesh bed to rest in that lets their entire body cool down after activities. Summer's a great time to spend with your family, and your pets love being outside. With a little bit of care and awareness, you'll have another summer of great memories and family time. Share your summertime safety tips and more on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Hey everybody, this is Brett Michaels, and I just want to say, you, right now, want to take, wait, give me the line again, my brain skipped.
Brett Michaels.
I just had one of my brain hemorrhage brain farts.
Oh, don't do that. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Trust me, it's me. Go ahead.
Animal Radio, Brett Michaels, Animal Radio.
You got it. I knew the Animal Radio. Like, okay, here we go. Hey, this is Brett Michaels. You're listening to Animal Radio, and take care of your pets. They will rock your world.
Get ready to discover amazing experiences you can share with your pets. Don Pets Welcome Here, the hour-long TV special that sniffs out the best places to stay, play, and dine with the furry members of your family. To find out where you can see Pets Welcome Here, go to petswelcomehere.tv and check out the schedule for the TV station in your area. If you don't see your local station, ask them to schedule Pets Welcome Here. Pets Welcome Here, exciting adventures you can share with your pet.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm gonna kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order, our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 to checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.